Thank you for our Alabama Unemployment Compensation call line. My name is Deidre. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality insurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm not trying to log into the forest. This is I have an incomplete claim and then I need to call the center.
Oh, okay, that's no problem. We can go ahead and get you logged. Go ahead and start your claim over the phone. Can you go ahead for me and verify your social?
420-315613.
It was 13?
Yes, ma'am. 420-315613.
420?
Uh-huh. 315613.
Okay. Can you go ahead for me and verify your first and last name and date of birth?
Patricia Match, January 14, 1989.
Mother's maiden name?
Belonda Match.
Okay, so let's go ahead. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Do you have difficulties reading, writing, speaking English?
No.
Did you serve active duty in the U.S. Armed Force for more than 180 days?
No.
What's the highest level of school completed?
12.
Do you have a driver's license?
No, I have a state ID.
And what's the ID number?
I think it's I-858309.
Okay. Okay, if you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive payments, direct deposit, or you can get the Alabama prepaid benefits card. The benefits card will take additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered out to you after you are approved for payments. There are fees that may apply for searching activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we do recommend you use that. Which one do you prefer?
The direct deposit.
Okay, and do you have your account number?
103. You want the account or the routing?
Both. You start with the routing.
The routing, 103-100-195.
And account?
248-11-56-87-639. I do want to be it.
Okay. Can you go ahead for me and verify your address?
655 Booker Street, Apartment B, Alabama City, Alabama, 35010.
35010, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Is your home address and mailing address the same?
Yeah.
Has your address changed in the last past year?
Yeah.
Can you go ahead for me and verify your phone number?
334-210-0409.
For your address, I have 655 Booker Street, Apartment B, Alexander City, Alabama, 35010. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing UC benefits. You will be asked to answer random generated questions. Which of the following street addresses in Mobile have you ever lived on or been associated to? 123 Houston Street, 1700 Staple Road, 2407 St. Stephens Road, or 2 I don't place.
Neither.
Which of the final address have you ever been associated with? 251 Pine Forest Drive, 418 Mahone Barnett Road, 540 Circle Drive, 80 Rock Church Road, or neither?
540 Circle Drive. Sorry.
Which of the following cities has a currently or been formerly associated to you? Burlington, Charlotte, Raleigh, or Fayette?
Charlotte.
Did you file or receive unemployment benefits with another state in the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama? Have you ever worked for the federal government as a civilian?
No.
Did you serve in military in the last 18 months?
No.
When was the last day you worked?
Back in October.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No. What you said, have I been? What said again?
Mentally and physically able to work?
Oh, yeah, I can work.
Do you work for yourself or own a business or a corporate office for a business?
No, I do have. If you got it.
Are you currently working solely on a commission or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available for full-time work?
Yes. Yeah.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade?
Yes. Yeah.
Have you applied for or are you receiving pension at other state other than Social Security from an employer you have been working for in the last past 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for working comp due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to work?
15.
What is the lowest hourly wage are you willing to accept?
$8.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a hiring source, hiring union? Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall? Do your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
No.
And what was your job description at the last job you was working at?
Civilian. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. And what was the last job? What's the name of the last job you currently work for? Can you repeat that for me?
P&J Tech.
Okay, and on your check stub, was that under a different name?
No, ma'am.
And that was C&J?
Tech.
Okay, for some reason the phone was going in and out.
It was C&J Tech.
Tech.
T-E-C-H. Yeah.
And was it C and A and D or the symbol for and?
And was it A and D or was it the symbol for and?
The symbol.
Okay.
Stop hitting it flow the thing.
Do you have their phone number?
I think it's 256-234-7005.
Can you repeat that for me one more time?
256-234-7005.
And what was your first day there?
You said the first day?
Yeah.
I got like October 2nd, 3rd, it was one of them.
And what city was that located in?
Alexander.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any following pay after your last day of work, such as vacation pay, sick pay? Okay. And why are you no longer working? Why are you no longer working?
Oh, because I couldn't afford to pay child care. Pick it up and put it in my bag.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
Say again.
Would you like 10% of your check withheld for the federal income tax?
Yeah.
And do you still have your PIN number?
Yes, 1389.
Okay. So we're going to keep everything the same. The following instructions and telephone numbers are important. It does take 2 to 3 weeks for your claim to be processed. You must begin meeting unemployment claims requirement effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished registers you to work for the Alabama Career Center. You can visit the Career Center to update your online resume. It's going to remain active for 90 days, but you also must log in to keep it activated. You can go to a career center or you can visit alabamawork.alabama.gov. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work actively seeking full-time work each week you claim benefits. Unemployment claims calendar begins on a Sunday and ends on a Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to make your claim. Failure to make a complete certification each week could be lost in benefits. If you're going to do it by phone, you can call 800-752-7389. Or if you're going to do it by internet, it's labor.alabama.gov. You have to do your claim between Sunday, no later than 5 p.m. on a Friday, but not on a Saturday. Make your first certification by next week. You also receive an information booklet will be mailed out to you. Basically, this just explains your rights and responsibilities. And failure to follow those instructions could be result in loss of benefits. If you have any questions concerning that booklet, you can call 800-361-4524. Is there anything else? Is there any more questions you have pertaining to this?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so we do want to thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you.